Dellingpole, Poison Dwarf Speaker Burkow Jumps Before He Is Pushed. By James Dellingpole on September 9, 2019. John Burkow is finally quitting as Speaker of the House of Commons. How entirely fitting of the man and his methods that right to the very last he should do the most hateful and annoying thing possible. Not clinging onto office so that we can enjoy the satisfaction of seeing him booted out in the imminent general election, but rather jumping before he is pushed. And even worse, jumping, no doubt, into the House of Lords with his comfortable, ring-fenced retirement package, and continuing to annoy us with his vile neckwear, grandiloquent faux archaic speech mannerisms, and dwarfish vaudeville comedy mugging, voting the wrong way on every issue going. Because not only is he a remainer but he's an achingly PC lefty these days, and probably living forever. Burkow is living proof that there is no God. Or, that if there is a God, that he is the God of the Old Testament. The Book of Job especially, who wants to test us all by raining down eternal punishment upon us. Burkow only got the job of Speaker, of course, as the result of a collective act of spite from the labor benches. They all voted him in by secret ballot because they recognized him as the Conservative MP most hated by his own party. Sure enough, Burkow has paid his labor supporters back in spades. Especially on the issue of Brexit, which he has persistently sought to undermine by abusing his traditionally neutral office as Speaker and relentlessly favoring Remainers over Brexiteers during parliamentary debates and procedure. To hear the way he carries on about the sovereignty of Parliament, you could imagine he was doing democracy and British tradition a favor. He hasn't. Burkow has ridden roughshod over the traditions of Britain's unwritten constitution. Torn up the parliamentary rulebook and betrayed the people that Parliament is supposed to serve. I leave the final words to some of those unlucky enough to have encountered him.